SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News. Effusive fans waving Iraqi flags gather at Sydney Airport to offer their thanks to former Socceroos coach Graham Arnold, who's led Iraq to a spot at this year's World Cup. Iraq took the 48th and final place at the tournament after a 2-1 win over Bolivia in their playoff in Mexico. The fans ecstatic and dreaming already of something bigger.
I'd like to thank Coach Arnold for his work, bring us back to the World Cup, and hopefully we'll do better in the World Cup and beat France.
He's the best coach in the world. He took us to the World Cup, and I want to say thank you to him.
Massive thank you to Graham Arnold for what he has done to the Iraqi national team. It's been a 40-year wait. We thank him so much. It's the great Aussie spirit, along with the fighting spirit of the Iraqi players. I see it as a magical combination, basically, to get the team over the line. The Aussie spirit with the Iraqi fighting spirit has been amazing.
Also waiting for Arnold at Sydney Airport was someone maybe even happier than the fans to see him, his wife, Sarah.
We didn't really realise how hard it was going to be for him because it's been a hard 10 months since he's been there, but he did the job and we're very, very proud of him and very happy for Iraq as well. It's fantastic, fantastic. 40 years, it's 40 years, isn't it? Yeah, so very happy.
Arnold says he wasn't expecting such wild scenes in Australia and expressed regret that he couldn't travel to Iraq to join the celebrations.
First, I want to apologise to everyone in Iraq that I couldn't go back there to celebrate because obviously the airspace shut down, everything shut. But, you know, seeing this here is amazing. Thank you very much.
Arnold was cruelly denied ever playing in the World Cup as a player, but now he has the distinction of becoming the first Australian coach to lead two different nations to a World Cup. In 2022, he led the Socceroos to the last 16 in Qatar. When this year's World Cup starts in June, Iraq will face France, Norway and Senegal in the group stage.
You know, I'm just very, very proud of the players and what they did. Obviously making many Iraqis very happy is very important, and that was the main thing.
It's just the second time Iraq had qualified for the World Cup and the first since 1986. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.